Hey, everyone.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. I hate that we're talking over the best theme song, but it's we want to make sure that you have it in sync.
I'm dancing in place.
It's such a good theme song. We've got I chose this episode for a reason that we will see. The next episode we'll watch is my favorite.
Yeah.
But I wanted to end on that one. This is a fantastic one that I reference all the time for reasons that we will see. But this is a two-parter, so this will actually have two different mysteries in it.
Oh.
Yes.
Two for one.
Two for one. This is The Night of the Boogie Biker and The Dawn of the Spooky Shuttle. So if you're not watching, if whatever you're watching this on separates these by two different episodes, then this could maybe get a little confusing, but we're watching a Boomerang where they're one episode combined.
Night of the Boogie Biker.
Night of the Boogie Biker.
Doobie-doo. It's so shoo-woppy.
It is. The music, every bit, even the background music of the show, it just has such a fun vibe to it. I love how eccentric Freddy is.
I don't know what he did, but I know he did it.
If that isn't like Twitter discourse.
Yeah. Also, this reminds me of my favorite Scooby-Doo media, which is the puppet version of Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, the Mystery Map.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's a great, great special.
If we had more time to do these commentaries, we would do that one. That's a great one.
It's easily one of the cutest versions of Scoob media there is out there.
It's very cute. This show does not have Frank Welker as Freddy, but the puppet one does have Frank Welker as Freddy.
Oh, that's right.
So the voice is different. And obviously they couldn't get Casey Kasem.
Obviously.
But they got Matthew Lillard, who's great. I love Matthew Lillard as Shaggy. Settle down, Freddy.
Oh, sweet Freddy.
I love
Red He's always Herring. Calling them.
Yeah. Boneheads. Do you see where this episode is going?
A gamble. Let's do it.
I mean, just again, like the music in the background.
Has Red Herring ever made an appearance outside of Pup Named Scooby-Doo?
I don't think officially. I think there are bits of the Scoob movie, the 3D one, where people are like, that's definitely Red Herring.
But it wasn't like definitively like, this is very clearly Red Herring.
Yeah, no, he's not like been introduced, which is a shame.
Uh-huh.
Freddy. I love how grumpy Velma's face looked just then. I love all of Velma's little gadgets.
The weenies. I love how huge her shoes are.
Yeah. Did the caption say super slew thing?
Yeah.
Two words?
Yeah.
You gotta turn the captions on for these shows, gang.
So weird.
They are not good.
Aren't you the doodle brain?
This is such a classic cartoon thing, but I love it when relatives of a character are exactly the same, just maybe slightly older or different gender.
Or same voice.
Yeah, same voice actor. It's great. This is funny because actually the very first episode of this cartoon, Shaggy's bike was stolen and they, of course, accused Red Herring, and that was the only episode where they treated him as an actual suspect. So now this bike was stolen again, like another bike is stolen.
And you can only imagine who likely may have taken it.
But you can't accuse him.
No. I love that Freddy's like stress yo-yoing.
I know. He's like, gotta be distracted. Gotta be distracted. The boogie biker.
Oh, the fadeaway. Boogie. Boogie Biker.
Only two people are taking part in this cross-country race.
I mean, who's crazy enough to do it? That seems suspicious that you know where he took a shortcut through.
Oh, Velma typing in clues. Velma with her little
computer.
I love her.
Doesn't it pop out of like a suitcase too?
Yeah, almost all of her gadgets pop out of a little briefcase.
That's amazing. And she like never talks in this series.
Very, very rarely. Although there are moments where she gets a lot more personality when she's like into stuff. Like there are episodes where like...
Oh, yeah. See, I love this kind of like very little... strong visual gags of
they're
Scooby.
They're so fun.
Curious.
I want to see someone. I've not seen a cosplay of Red Herring, but I feel like
it could be done easily.
That could be fun.
New Halloween costume, Scott.
I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy myself a little red wig.
Yeah.
I'd have to shave my beard, though.
No.
Okay. Every time I mention shaving my beard, Emily's like, no.
I'm not a big fan of the idea.
Emily likes me for my beard and nothing else.
Yeah, that's definitely why I'm here. You say weenie so much, it reminds me of like SpongeBob.
Weenie Hut Jr.
Weenie Hut General.
There's the
so
nose goes
nose
again.
Gags. Look
I
at
know,
him.
That's
yes!
so cute. I love when the nose yes! pops off. It's so funny.
Doink, 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 doink.
I love the town behind them.
Coolsville. The town of Coolsville.
Yeah, but I just love the little... Yeah. You can see how close they are to the city. I love this. All these little visual
Everyone's
gags.
Everyone's hair is popping off.
Yeah. You don't get it from many other shows.
No.
Of
no.
Scooby.
Not for Scooby. Oh
See,
my
look,
God,
I love,
Velma's
Velma
face.
Gets into it.
She's like,
they
look like they're ready
for
Mad Max.
But if you look at the design of it, it's very Mystery Machine-esque with the flowers and the color mm-hmm. palette. Scooby-Doo Detective Agency. Sort of a precursor.
To Mystery Inc.
Mystery Inc. Type in more clues.
Type in.
We have a suspect.
What?
With the hair curler
With
still
the hair
in.
Color. They look like normal bushes, guys.
They just look like normal, very normal bushes.
The spooky, like, vocalizing.
Yeah. The music, again, very creepy.
It has a sidecar. Everyone's so scared.
The Boogie Biker. The box in the background saying like this way up and it's got the air on the outside. little tiny
All
little
the
gags
little
like
details.
That. It's funny.
Oh no, Scooby.
Whoops.
And he's in the sidecar, of course.
Any of these villain characters would be very fun for a cosplay.
I would agree.
Boogie
I feel
Biker
like they're
is
very
fun. Womp, womp, womp.
Womp. Womp 'em.
Do you know who it could be, Em?
I don't think I can say. Oh my God, it's Scooby.
He's done it the whole time.
No, that's a white
Winnie
person's
Bang.
Foot. Yeah, I'm with Fred.
Uh-huh. We're not allowed to say it.
We're not allowed to say it.
Jinkies.
Jinkies. Of course it could be. You know it could be.
It's red herring.
Ugh. It's red.
I knew it. I just love how wacky Fred is.
Just such drama.
So I made a whole costume.
Just for the reason. Also, the fact that he added a sidecar for groceries and not so like he could tag along is very funny to me.
Yeah, it's like, I want to join you. But no.
Being nice to old ladies will ruin my reputation.
Not even being nice to old ladies, being nice to my own family.
Yeah.
They're not nice to each other.
No, they're not.
I also like that the show calls him Freddy.
Yeah, they never call him Fred.
Yeah. Daphne calls him Freddy in future versions because they got like a relationship and it's cute that she gets to call him Freddy and
but
everyone
like
else calls him
Fred. Everyone calls him Freddy in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, like Shaggy will call him Freddy because he's a little kid. His name's Freddy. A little kid named Fred
is weird.
Is weird. See, there you go.
Scooby-Doo!
So that's the first part of this.
They look like they're ready to like host Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah.
Now we're on to Dawn of the spooky shuttle scare. So these are like two like little mini episodes, huh?
Yeah.
I think I've seen this one a lot.
I like this one because it reminds me of one of my favorite villains that we've actually done another one of these commentary tracks on is the spooky space kook.
Yes.
And so this feels like a Pup Named Scooby-Doo version of that, where it's like an astronaut or, you know, a space themed.
It's funny ghost. To me that they use Daphne's design is pink
mm-hmm.
when in literally every other iteration it's
yes,
purple.
I was also thinking that. And because there are episodes where they're all dressed in pajamas
yeah.
for the whole episode. And Velma wears purple.
Yes, which is weird.
Instead of like orange, like here. I love little baby.
Little baby.
Little baby Velma.
Scooby's just been in existence forever, guys. Mm-hmm. That's what we're learning from this show.
I think a reason why I wanted to pick this two-parter is because this is a series that reintroduced Fred and Velma to the Scooby canon.
Right.
And so both of these episodes, the first one was very Fred-centric.
And this is very Velma-centric.
It's very Velma-centric.
Mm, that's nice. Especially, again, considering how quiet Velma is for a majority of the show.
Yeah, having an episode where she gets a lot of attention is nice. And I do very much like Daphne as like the sort of no-nonsense
She's such person. A voice of reason in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she is primarily the Scooby snack handler.
Very much so.
Shaggy snack. They're the exact same. You know, she just cut and pasted a picture of Shaggy on the front of the other box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they didn't turn into little rockets.
Yeah, they usually do.
Maybe too many rockets already.
They had to shorten these episodes. They couldn't
True.
Do fanfare.
The whole.
See, look, this is it cowboy is, space kook.
I was about to say, where's the cowboy hat coming in from?
Is it because of the, is it because like the Houston space program? Like
Oh, I didn't think about that. Maybe. I actually went to the like Houston space area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not been.
It was like
Roger Wilcox. Yeah.
Very touristy, but you could take a tour of the actual like command center where they were working with folks in space.
Mm.
It was very retro looking. It was old school.
When I lived in, I grew up in Michigan and I had relatives in Houston. And when I would visit, I would come back and people in Michigan would be like adult people, teachers. Teachers would ask me like, what's it like in Texas? Is everyone wearing cowboy hats? I was like, no, people are just people.
I mean, there's some people that'll wear a cowboy hat. Sure, but, like, but it's like not everyone.
People are just regular people.
Yep. If anything, it was kind of funny too, because in the NASA Space Center, there was a lot of people who worked there who rode bikes to and from different campuses.
Mm.
So that was kind of funny.
But you can see,
it's like so bashful.
I know, you can see the humor difference, like spooky space kook.
Yes.
Very creepy, very unsettling.
Very unsettling.
This is much more comical.
This is silly and fun.
There are some episodes where whoever Ew. Is animating alien juice
contamination.
There's yeah, just magnifying glasses, but well done. There are some episodes where the animators do not correctly attribute who should be speaking. So like Scooby will be saying something and Shaggy's mouth will move, and Shaggy will be saying something and Scooby's mouth will move. Mm-hmm. And that sort of happened a couple, like a minute or so ago when they were sticking out of the rocket. There's an...
Aww.
Oh, I gotta screenshot that and be like, wait until the year 2047.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll just schedule it on Twitter.
Oh, God.
And be like, this is the only day you can... Yeah. That's funny.
Aw, nose gag.
There's so many nose gags. It's very funny.
Give me back my boat. Give me back. I'm a Dixon. Look at my bolo tie and gigantic hat.
Look at his giant hat.
I remember.
Billy.
Mr. Harris, it is then.
Mm-hmm. He's got the accent.
He
I
does.
I think he's got a similar belt to the ghost, too.
Poor cow.
I know, ghosts is me.
I love this character.
This disjointed sentence. Oh, I like 100% thought he was going to hop on the cow and ride it back.
That's really funny.
Get that ghost.
What is it CASA instead of NASA?
CASA? I guess it's supposed to be that instead of not NASA.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God, Fred.
You are the worst, my man.
I do love how Daphne so frequently puts Fred in his place in this show.
Simon Simonson.
I can only imagine how mad that guy is.
Nah, he seems chill.
Only.
Wait, Fred. How come he only has to wait 10 years, but Velma had to wait till 2047?
I guess because his conditions are less specific.
I guess so.
And shoe polish. It's almost
you're putting the pieces together faster than they expect you to.
It's almost like this show is designed for you to be able to solve the mysteries.
Oh, poor Velma. I love Velma. She's such a sweetheart. I know.
She's so tiny and small.
I know. I love how like big her shirt is. Like her hands barely fit inside. Like they just
it'll poke out.
Yeah, it's so adorable. We found a piece of paper.
Another clue.
That's like the vaguest clue.
I don't think that scientist dude. I think he would be qualified to have a scientific formula, don't you?
Probably.
But we don't want a stereotype cowboy guy. Because after all, this ghost is cowboy themed.
That is true. But is it too obvious? Why are there buttons on the back of this guy's boots?
I don't know what is or isn't obvious for Scooby-Doo, to be quite honest. Or does Scoob have the ghost? Hard to say.
Get along, little doggy.
The ghost has a gun.
Does he really?
Look, it's got a...
Oh, he has
got
a holster.
It's got a whole gun in there.
Oh, it's just chilling. No.
I love the little sock.
Coming in hot for the rescue.
Bloop. Wow, wow. What kind of boots
have buttons on the back instead of spurs
that allow you to defy gravity?
Unclear. Someone who has a boot fetish. Ha ha. Oh no.
I don't get it.
We did it.
I was totally convinced it was Mr. Sinclair.
Well.
He's a really irresponsible adult who lets children wander around a highly specialized facility.
These short episodes really only have two suspects.
Yeah. So usually there's three, isn't it?
Good call, Fred.
Oh my God, I got it right.
What? But why?
I love the special announcements.
Oh yeah, these are great. Back to you. His back. We'll say his back.
His butt. You know it's his little booty.
He got it on his booty. Could be anything.
Anything. Oh my gosh.
I love that his anti-gravity formula can fit onto one piece of paper.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, honestly.
That's awesome.
I can't imagine. We're going to cancel this shuttle launch because of ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Sorry. We definitely believe
launch
in
these. Launch delayed due to ghosts.
Ghost activity.
So that's the first, I guess, two almost episodes of this. The next episode of this show that we're going to watch is my favorite episode.
Okay.
It's called For Letter or Worse. So get that pulled up. It's incredible. I genuinely want to know if you can solve this mystery. Because I think it's great. Unless you already know.
I don't remember it off the title, but
I might. We'll see. We'll get to it. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you in the next one. Oh, bye-bye.